It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown studios of Grand Rapids. We were going to be live down at the U of M Ohio State game, but we had a little change in plans, so we brought it back here to the studios. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it is a beautiful Saturday because we've got football going on. We got tailgating. I mean, the hunting season's in full gear. We just got done celebrating a wonderful Thanksgiving, and man, Black Friday crushed the markets. It's time to go kill and grill.
You know it is, and today, you know, near and dear to our heart is we're big advocates of small business here in Michigan, and they've designated today, Saturday, as Small Business Shopping Day. After you did your Black Friday crush, get out there and support the local merchants and the local people that are working every day to provide you goods and services right in your neighborhood, because you know what? Without those local businesses, the Grillin' Guys wouldn't be here, and one of our favorite local businesses that we hang out with is Stan Dale Interiors, and we got in the studio right with us now, Buzz from Standale. Good morning, Buzz.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, you know what? We're doing good. How was your Black Friday at the Interiors?
It was awesome. Didn't spend enough money, but my neighbors sure did.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a great thing.
So you've got a couple of cool things we wanted to talk about real quick. Our grilling people, like, you know, a lot of these people, a lot of guys especially, have a man cave, have an area they like to hang out. And this time of year, it gets cold, and let's say it's in a garage or in a basement or the back of the house somewhere where they're not getting proper heat. You've got a really cool device, and that's the Gen 3. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, the Gen 3 is a tremendous value for heating your home, your garage, safe, efficient, 3-year warranty on it. If you're going to be using it in the basement or in the garage, I'd suggest getting it up off of the concrete floor just a little bit. Make sure it's safe and secure, but it's going to provide you better heat, more efficient heating if it's not sitting on the cold concrete floor.
Interesting. And that's just a little like almost a foot and a half cube, and it
yes.
plugs into 110, uses
yep.
very little electricity,
yep.
and it'll heat
very
400
low.
Square feet just in
this
a heartbeat.
This will heat 1,000 square feet. The Gen 3 will heat up to 1,000 square feet.
That's amazing.
You know, I was up at deer camp a couple weeks ago up there in Moorestown, and we were in a really what I would just call a cabin. Very rough sawn, and we had propane heat in that and a little ventless propane heater on the wall. But I'm
Ooh.
Thinking this would have been even better to have something like this in there because, you know, propane is pushing $3 a gallon right now. I'm living that nightmare at my house because I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, and those ventless deals are they're just not cool anyway. You're dumping all that toxic
open flame
yep.
right there.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
But these electric heaters are they pretty efficient?
Very efficient. I've got one of my guys lives up in Croton on the pond, heats his house with three of these, doesn't buy propane except for his hot water heater.
Wow.
He gave up on the propane. He's got three of these heating his entire house.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday. We're still on our football schedule from 8:30 to 10:30. After the bowl games, we go back to our regular 9 to 11 schedule on Saturdays. But we're all about grilling, killing, having a little beer and wine. And right now we're talking with our buddy out in Standale from Standale Lumber, Buzz Lightyears. It's not Lightyears, is it?
It could be.
But speaking of lights, those little heaters actually have 4 quartz lamps in them.
That's the heat source.
Very simple, but cool. I mean, the thing just throws a ton of heat out. So if you got a man cave, if you got a little spot in your house that's not warm enough, let's say you got an in-law apartment or a little spot in the garage where you like to go hang out with your smoker.
Yep.
Do these have thermostats on them, Buzz?
Yep, they got a thermostat. They have an auto mode where it will run for a bit, shut down, just keep circulating the air. The fan will just run, so it's very efficient. You can also put it on high where it'll be running on high all the time, but it's got pretty much kind of an infinite heat setting on it and very efficient.
If Perfect. Somebody wanted to buy one of these, tell us where you're located.
Right, beautiful downtown Standale, 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, next to the Clark Gas Station.
It's perfect for a cold, gloomy day like today. Just, you know, warm the spot up. You also sell pellets, so if people have pellet grills, you have pellets?
Pellet stoves, pellet grills, yep. I think they're $179 a ton, and we do deliver.
And next spring, when you're out there getting your grilling surface ready and you're getting your deck on, Standale Lumber is a place to hit all those cool deck accessories. And if you're doing any honeydew projects this winter, redoing the kitchen like I'm doing right now.
Yes, dear.
It's not a voluntary process either, but if you get stuck with those, Standale Home Center, Standale Interiors, you guys have several facilities in Standale and Granville, and it's just really wonderful, wonderful business. So we really appreciate you coming up here. I want to talk a little bit about what to do with all that leftover turkey.
Yeah.
We have a bunch left over. I got a beautiful fresh turkey from Sobeys, and I've got more. I get kind of sick of it about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. You know,
right.
Don't want to freeze it either because that's definitely a mistake. Turkey is wonderful in a burrito or in a taco. So I'll take that breast or any of the junk meat I don't like. I'll chop it up. I'll throw it in a little saucepan with some EVO, and I'll put some garlic, a little cumin, some cayenne, whatever I want to spice it up with, some fresh onions and peppers, and I'll just heat that up nice. I'll take a couple of tortilla shells, and I'll brush them with olive oil, throw them on the grill. I'll get a bunch of tortilla shells, actually. Throw them on the grill, just crisp them up real nice. You can do this whole thing on your back deck. And then chop up, you know, just make tacos, whatever you want to make out of it. But really good use for turkey. It comes out wonderful.
You know, there are a lot of good uses for turkey. One of them that I like is kind of a sandwich spread. Run that turkey through a grinder or chop it up pretty fine on your chopping board. And then put in a little pickle, a little onion, and a little mayo. And kind of make a sandwich spread, a meat sandwich spread out of that. Take that, just put it on a piece of maybe that leftover homemade bread that was there, and a little bit of mayo on each side. And, ooh, man, that is some good eating right there. I mean, you can sit and watch football games and, you know, just munch on that.
Oh, I mean, when you were a kid, didn't you always, about 7 or 8 o'clock when you're watching all the games, didn't everybody say, I'm going to make a turkey sandwich?
Right.
And you go get some basic white bread and you do the, you know, a whole bunch of Miracle Whip on it and a big slab of. I just used to love that. And I was already so full, you know, it's like you're hurting the entire day of Thanksgiving.
You know, one of the things I like too is a cold stuffing sandwich. People are like, what? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
But put a little bit of stuffing on just, it's bread on bread. I get it. But it's good stuff, man. I don't know. There's a million ways to do that. Yeah. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the steelhead are in the rivers right now, and Bob's got a fish taco recipe made out of steelhead trout. You can make it out of pretty much any cold water fish, but those tacos are equally as good as the turkey tacos. And then we're going to talk about maybe using some that leftover turkey in your chili. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.